Hello, my name's Neville Collard and I'm sitting on the banks of the Derwel Yerrigan, the Swan River, and we're just going to talk about the Karatabiddy, the footpath at Point Resolution. That we named Karatabiddy because three or four times I've been up here, there's been a big karata come out of the bush there, and he's walked up and walked around and had a look to see who's visiting his country and his land. This is a very important place because when you look out from the Budger, from the hill, the bit, over the Derwel Yerrigan, you can see Juntalup and Karangup. Juntalup, as we all know, is Point Walter. Karangup is across the river there at where Mead's restaurant is in Mosman Bay. And then back to the right is Mandayurinup, which is the woman's site. The karata, and the Noongars call him karata, he's a pretty fine-looking animal. If you can catch him, it's a good feed. And the food's very, very good. He's very good eating. The oil's good for your skin. And most people who can run fast, they generally call him a karata because he can run fast. There's a secret in how to catch the karata, and it's easy. You go and break yourself off a good little bit of burn, a stick about, or a dowick, about 18 inches, 2 foot long, and then you look, when you see the karata walking, you look out, and then you stop, and you start whistling. And when you start whistling, that karata, he'll stand up on his two back legs, and he'll look around till he can see where the whistling's coming from. And immediately he'll drop down to his all fours and he'll walk over. He won't run, he just wanders over at a good steady rate and right to where you're whistling. And as soon as he comes within arm's reach of you, you can reach over and hit him in the head, stop whistling and hit him over the head, and you've got your food. Growing up as a young Noongar boy in the bush with my grandparents, Tom and Muriel Bennell, Nana Bennell taught me that trick on how to catch a goanna and catch a karata. And one day, my wife Connie, Nana Muriel, Nana Timothy, her sister, and Auntie Tim's sister, which was named Molly, we were out on the Brookton Quarrying Road in the back blocks, and we came across a big karata, and he was walking slowly. And they said, "Shoot him, Neville, shoot him." I said, "Nanny's too far away." So the old girls got out, and they sat in the middle of the road, and they whistled that goanna right up until they got him to the where they were sitting, and then they hit him over the head with the stick. Went to look for my wife and Molly. They were standing away about 50 metres away, afraid that the goanna was going to come, and when they stopped whistling, it'll run up and stand on their head. He's a very significant animal and very good eating. And the end result of that story with that goanna was we went back to Brookton and we cooked the goanna in the oven because it was 100 degrees. And then when it was cooked, we pulled it out and we all had a feed. And then Molly put the goanna's back legs and tails under the sink for the kids when they come home. But when they got home, someone forgot to tell the kids. And there was a bit of ruckus. Kids was running everywhere because they thought the snake was laying curled up there under the sink. But yeah, the goanna, you'll see him all over Western Australia, all over Australia. In different places, they got different names for him. The monitor lizard and the goanna, the racehorse goannas. And they're all good eating. In the Kimberleys, they call them baronies. And they use the same method to catch them. They whistle them up. If they've got no trees there to run up, and you stand in there, and something scares them, they'll run right up on you and they'll stand on your head. So you've got to be careful.